chapter 9. Why that dog? O, deliver not the soul of thy turtle dove unto the multitude of the wicked. Forget not the congregation of thy poor forever. Psalm 74, verse 19. We are in. After they had been on the wall, the keeper of the gate brought them down again. There he left them by themselves in the summer room for a while. They looked at each other with joy. O Lord, Christiana cried out, how glad I am that we have come in here. You certainly should be, Mercy said. I could skip for joy. Suddenly, Christiana looked at her friend with a serious look. Do you know what I thought in the beginning when I knocked and no one answered? What? That everything had been in vain, especially when that mean dog barked at us so fiercely. But I have been afraid too, Mercy said, mostly when I saw that you were let in and I had to stay outside. Oh, I thought, now it is happening to me what is written in the Bible. Two women shall be grinding together. The one shall be taken and the other left. I wanted to call very loudly, lost, I am lost. I was also afraid to knock again. But then I looked up. I read what was written above the gate. And then I dared again. I thought, I need to knock again, else I must die. That is why I knocked again. I cannot remember any more how I did it, for I struggled between life and death. Do you know how loudly you knocked? Christiana asked. How loud was it? So hard that I could not talk any further. I was quite upset by it. Never in my whole life did I hear someone knock like you did. I thought, she must and shall come in, even with violence. That is how you wanted to enter the kingdom, right? Oh, really? Mercy asked fearfully. How terrible. But still, I think everybody would have knocked like that. You still remember how I stood before the gate, don't you? You saw that the door was closed in front of me, and you also knew that that mean dog was close by. And I am just a fearful girl. Well, what should you do then? Then you knock as hard as you can, don't you? But what did the Lord actually say about it? Was he not very angry with me? Angry? Oh, no, I did not notice anything of anger. When he heard you knocking so hard, he had to smile. I think he was pleased with it. But do you know what I do not understand? No. Well, that he has such a big dog by the gate. It is a good thing that I did not know this. Otherwise, I would perhaps not have gone to the gate at all. But oh well, now that we are in, and I am very glad about it. I am willing to ask him why he has such a mean dog in his yard, Mercy said, if you agree, of course. I just hope that he does not mind that I ask him. Yes, the boys called, you should do that. Tell him to kill that beast. It might bite us when we have to continue. That dog does not belong to me. After a while, the Lord came down and walked up to them. Immediately, Mercy fell down before him. She worshipped him with her face on the ground. I hope that thou wilt accept that I praise thee. Yes, that I would like to give thee everything. I want to praise thee with my lips. Peace be unto you, he said kindly. Stand up. But Mercy remained with her face bowed down to the earth. What thou doest is always good, She said reverently, "It is right. I am not saying that thou doest anything wrong, but I do want to ask you about something which thou allowed to happen to us. Why dost thou keep such a mean dog in thy yard? Women and children like us are afraid of it. We almost wanted to flee from thy gate." "That dog does not belong to me," the Lord answered. "It has another owner. That animal is kept close by in someone else's yard. Only my travelers hear his barking. Do you see that castle over there in the distance?"
"Yes."
"That is where it belongs. It can come to our walls. It has scared many honest travelers with his barking already. Its owner does not keep that animal because he loves us so much. He hopes that he can keep the travelers away. He does not want them to come to me. He hopes that they are so afraid that they do not dare to knock any more. At times that animal breaks loose. It has even torn up some of my dear travelers. But I remain patient. I also help my travelers on time. I take care that that dog cannot do with them as it wants. But come, you do not need to be so afraid of a dog, do you? Of course, it scared you. I can understand that. You did not think that there would be such a mean animal. But I care for you, do I not? You are bought with a high price, are you not? You certainly have seen a beggar before, right? Well, a beggar does not flee for a dog, does he? He goes from door to door. He knocks. He waits. Sometimes a dog comes, but the beggar keeps waiting, even if the dog begins to sniff him or barks angrily at him. Sometimes that animal might even bite him, but the beggar remains standing. Who can tell? Maybe he will receive something, and he does not want to miss that. Well, what do you think? May a dog keep you back? That dog does not even belong to me. That animal has no say here. Its barking will only help the travelers to come unto me. There is no dog which can stop that. I deliver my travelers from the lions. I shall save my dear ones from the power of the dog. Oh, Mercy said, now I understand. How foolish of me. I asked something I knew nothing about. Now I see it. Everything that thou doest is good. Then Christiana told about her journey. She also asked how the way would continue. The Lord explained the way. After this, he gave them food and washed their feet. After the meal, he brought them to the way of his own footsteps, just as he did before with Christian. In my dream, I saw that they continued their journey. The weather was beautiful. Christiana sang a song. Blessed be the day that I began a pilgrim for to be, and blessed also be that man that thereto moved me. 'Tis true, 'twas long ere I began to seek to live for e'er, but now I run fast as I can, 'tis better late than ne'er. Our tears to joy, our fears to faith, are all turned as we see. Thus our beginning, as one saith, shows what our end will be. Explanation. How great it is if the Lord brings us to the gate. Then you believe that you may knock at the Lord's door. For God himself said this in his word. And for that reason you also bow your knees. And then something will happen. You are being scared with all kinds of things. What are you doing here on your knees? Go back, girl. Do not think of the Lord, boy. Do you really believe that the gate will be opened for you? You will not become happy behind the gate. You will once die there. Do you hear that hellish dog bark in these words? That is the work of the devil. But when God works in your heart, it will turn out well, even though there would be 10 such dogs walking around. But still, it was difficult for the women. They thought that the dog belonged to the Lord. We can have such wrong thoughts of God. Remember, the Lord does not want to make his children afraid. We do not need to be afraid to serve him. The Lord will teach his children from which direction the dog came. The devil wants everything to fail, but the opposite will happen. With all its barking, the true traveler will only knock louder.